that you were very active in getting Zechmeister into the United States.
Well, I had applied with Beadle to the Rockefeller Foundation for a grant to develop organic chemistry and biology, or molecular biology. And I took a tour shortly after I was made chairman of the division and director of the laboratories. I toured the United States interviewing a good number of organic chemists, looking for people to offer appointments to.
Yes.
And the Rockefeller Foundation, Warren Weaver, I'm sure, suggested to me that Zechmeister would be a good man, that he was doing some interesting work. I think that I was involved in signing letters about his admission to the country to take the job that we had offered him.
Yes.
But the motive for that was to get an organic chemist that I thought would be a good addition to our staff.
Uh-huh.
Not to save someone from the Nazis.
Yeah, yeah. He had trouble getting his wife, is that correct, I believe, out of Hungary.
Yeah, I don't know that he... Well, he didn't ever succeed. His wife didn't arrive.
Yeah, yeah.
I think had died of an illness of some sort.
Uh-huh.
Not in the gas chamber.
And, of course, Zechmeister turned out to be a wonderful addition to the faculty. His chromatographic work, I think, broke some new ground.
Yes, well, he didn't discover chromatography. He was the most active person at that time in developing the technique.
Mm-hmm.
It had been discovered some 35 years before by a Russian named Svet.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure that Zechmeister was the first one to have revivified Svet's discovery.
Yeah.
I think there was at least one other person, perhaps, who had started using chromatographic methods.
Yes.
But he was very effective in applying it, especially to the carotenoids.
Uh-huh.
And he was a good addition to our department. I think that other organic chemists who came to Caltech made greater contributions than Zechmeister. Carl Niemann was a good professor. He was more effective in teaching and administration and in his research.
Uh-huh.
And of course, Jack Roberts has turned out to be an outstanding man, that he was brought in later by me, in a sense, but I was still chairman.
Yes.
As you know from Jack Roberts' book.
And from talking to him as well, he told the anecdote of how you smoothed the way to get a female graduate student in.
Yes, and also to get his NMR apparatus. In his book, he sort of thanks me for my effectiveness in getting the apparatus that started him out on that part of his career.